Good morning, listeners. Thank you for tuning in today. We have been walking through the beautiful list of virtues that Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. Today, we come to the final one, self-control. Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and the self-control." Self-control may be the last in the list, but it is certainly not least. In fact, in many ways, it is the gatekeeper of all the other fruits. Without self-control, love may be twisted into lust. Joy may be turned into reckless pleasure, and gentleness may give way to meekness. So what is self-control? Simply put, it is the Spirit-given ability to say no to what is harmful and a yes to what is good. It is not about willpower alone. It is about God's power working in us to rule over our desires rather than letting our desires rule over us. It means inner strength, governing our impulses, desires, and appetites. For example, resisting temptation in the moment, not speaking harshly, not overindulging, not giving to lust. Self-control is defensive, saying no to ungodly impulses. Proverbs 25:28 says, "Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control." In biblical times, a city without walls was vulnerable to attack. In the same way, a person without self-control is defenseless against temptation. Let me share an illustration. The illustration of the horse and the bridle. Think of a powerful horse. On its own, that horse's strength could run wild, causing destruction. But when a bridle is placed in its mouth, that power is controlled and directed for good, plowing fields or carrying riders. Self-control is the bridle of the Spirit. It doesn't take away our strength, it directs it for God's purposes. There's a story of an old man who described the struggles of the Christian life this way. "Inside of me, there are two dogs fighting. One is good and the one is evil." Someone asked, "Which dog wins?" He replied, "The dog I feed the most." That's a picture of self-control. If we constantly feed our sinful desires, anger, lust, and greed, they grow stronger. But if we feed the Spirit through prayer, scripture, worship, and obedience, the Spirit grows stronger in us, and self-control becomes possible. This feeding of the Spirit is called self-discipline. This is more about ordering our lives proactively, training ourselves to do what needs to be done, even when we don't feel like it. It includes habits, routines, and personal discipline, waking up early to pray, fasting, budgeting our money wisely. It's sometimes described by related words like training in 1 Timothy 4:7 or self-training. In the Greek, Paul uses gymnazo, like gymnasium, to train like an athlete. He says, "I discipline my body and keep it under control," in 1 Corinthians 9:27. Therefore, self-discipline is offensive, saying yes to good habits and godly goals. So how does self-control and self-discipline work? Self-discipline builds self-control. If you train your mind and body like an athlete, you are more ready to resist temptation. On the other hand, self-control protects self-discipline. If you restrain sinful impulses, you stay on course with your training. Let me share a biblical example from the life of Joseph. When Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, he could have given in. No one would have known, but Joseph said, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" This we find in Genesis 39, verse 9. This was spirit-led self-control based on his active relationship with God. Joseph's decision not only preserved his integrity, but positioned him for God's greater plan. Self-control is not only about big temptations, it's also about everyday choices. Saying no to a harsh word when we want to lash out. Pushing away from that second helping when we know we have had enough. Turning off the TV or the phone to spend time in prayer or with family. Managing our money wisely instead of giving in to impulse purchases. Each act of spirit-led discipline shapes us more into the image of Christ. Paul used also the image of athlete. He said, "Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable." A marathon runner doesn't win by chance. He trains daily, controls his diet, disciplines his body. Likewise, the Spirit trains us to run the race of faith with endurance, producing in us self-control. Now we must make clear, self-control is not trying harder to be good Christians. Left to ourselves, we will stumble. But when we habitually yield to the Spirit, He produces self-control in us. It is God's work in us, not our own achievement. Titus 2:11-12 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Notice, it is God's grace that teaches us self-control. Friends, are there areas in your life where you need the Spirit's help to grow in self-control? Maybe it's your tongue, your temper, your appetite, your spending, or your time. Don't try to conquer it on your own strength. Ask the Spirit to fill you, guide you, and strengthen you. Remember, self-control is not about losing freedom, but gaining freedom. The person who cannot control their desires is enslaved by them, but the one who lives by the Spirit is truly free. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for the gift of self-control. Forgive us for the times we have let our desires master us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we may walk in freedom, in holiness, and in joy. Help us to say no to sin and yes to you each day. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have been listening to these series of messages and desire to have a closer walk with God so that your life displays these virtues of the fruit of the Spirit. If so, please don't hesitate to get in touch with the head office of the Missionary Church in Jamaica, and someone will pray with you and guide you in God's word so that your life will be like that of Jesus. May God richly bless you as you seek to draw closer to Him. Amen.